Quick heads up, I do full chart readings at IamAstrologyReadings.com if you want to go deeper. All right, let's get to it. It splits into its masculine expression, and it splits into its feminine expression. Well, what is Venus's masculine and feminine expression? Venus rules two signs. What signs are they? Venus rules Taurus, which is feminine earth, and Venus also rules Libra, which is masculine air. Now, Libra sits on one side of Virgo, and Taurus sits on the other side of Gemini, the Mercury magician cards, the next planet. The two signs sits on either side of the Mercury cards. Now, Venus and Taurus is fixed earth. Venus and Taurus seeks comfort, stability, material security, sensory pleasure, and tradition. Why sensory pleasure? Venus rules the five senses. But in Libra, Venus in Libra is masculine air. Libra is a cardinal sign. It's cardinal air. Venus in Libra seeks balance, fairness, intellectual harmony, social justice, and partnership. The tension. One side wants comfort and stability, earth. The other side wants fairness and balance, air. But sometimes these two sides conflict.
Yeah, it's an interesting divide that Venus has with the two zodiac signs that you mentioned there about the Taurus and Libra, which different elements, of course, Taurus being earth and Libra being air, and Taurus being feminine, Libra being masculine. And Venus in Taurus, as you said, it's about comfort and material security and consistency. It also prioritizes what feels safe and familiar, and it values tradition and routine. And then Venus in Libra is about the fairness and balance that you spoke about, prioritizes truth and justice, and values intellectual honesty and respect. The tension is simple, but it's also brutal at the same time, because what feels good isn't always what's fair, and what's fair often disrupts comfort.
Now, by the way, y'all, we are putting on layers. First, we talked about the element. Now we have the sign. Now, getting back to this. Now, we got Earth. Think about this. What is Earth? Earth is dirt. Dirt on the ground. And what is air? Air is wind blowing around. Now, when we talked about sometimes this creates conflict. Now, what would dirt on the ground being in conflict with air, is there anything that may represent? Anything come to mind?
I think about a sand storm.
Woo! I was thinking tornado. But they both apply.
They both apply. And both of those representations are going to create tension and blindness and discomfort.
Well, a sandstorm could create blind. Yeah, you can't see nothing. Visibility, zero. But a tornado, it tears up anything in its path.
complete destruction.
It's hell on the trailer park. But I move on. Now. All right. Now, when it comes to, I said, Venus, feminine Venus is Taurus, and masculine Venus is Libra. And I also tell you, Venus was the Empress in the tarot deck. Now, hopefully y'all who grabbed y'all decks, you got the, you know, you ready? And you got the Empress out. Now, Taurus, when it comes to tarot, Taurus is represented by the Hierophant card. Remember, Hierophant would be feminine Venus. And the Hierophant card is the fifth card in the deck. Five is connected to marriage, pleasure, and joy. And when it comes to the Hierophant card, it's connected to keywords would be tradition, conventionalism, institutionalism, conformity. The image on the Hierophant is a holy man between two pillars, teaching tradition and sacred mystery. Now, the Hierophant upright, by the way, let's just say there's two expressions of the same energy. There's a light side and a dark side. Could we say, or we could say yin and yang of the same energy, or we could say a light side and a shadow side. Upright would be the light side. Reverse would kind of represent the shadow side. But there is a caveat. Not all reverse cards is shadow. Some uprights is the shadow, and the reverse is the light. Any thoughts on that, Tara?
Yeah, that really makes you analyze things, because as you said, the Hierophant is going to represent tradition and norms and belief systems. And with that upright, or in its best position, it's about stability and belonging and deriving meaning through structure. But the shadow part is where problems can start. Over time, tradition can harden with people, and what once supported people becomes something people serve instead, because conformity can replace truth, and belonging to something or someone can become conditional.
I was trying to think off the top of my head of another card that the upright is actually the shadow and the reverse would be the light. Anything come to mind? Maybe the five of cups? Anyway, I don't want to get lost. You know, I don't want to get lost down that thought. Anyway.
Yeah.
You got anything come to mind real quick off top?
No, there's a few of them that are like that, not off the top of my head, though.
Yeah. I just wanted to throw that caveat out there just to let everybody know. Upright, yeah, it sounds like, hey, it's always the positive, but that's not always the case. So make sure You check.
Trust.
But verify.
The real question that the Hierophant is asking is, are you staying because it nourishes you or because it's familiar?
Hmm. Well, people might be saying, well, why are you saying that? Because I ain't told them what the upright or the shadow is yet. Let me tell them. All right. We got sidetracked. But when it comes to the Hierophant, upright energy of the Hierophant is following conventions and norms, traditionalist values, bondage to societal conventions, group identification over individuality. This, you know, statements like, this is how we always done it. Comfort in the familiar. The pleasure and joy of belonging. Marriage to a group. That could be marriage to a group idea. But the shadow energy of the Hierophant is conformity as prevailing impulse. Repression of aspects that differ from the group thought. Deception and concealment of truths. Oppression of those who stray from orthodoxy. Persecution of nonconformists. We're not the keepers of others, but we all try to be. Reversed points to nonconformity, being unorthodox, bohemian, breaking free from tradition. You must find out if the old tradition truly resonates with you, or if you need to become the Hierophant in reverse, breaking away from traditional structures to find your own joy and happiness, not the group's prescribed version of joy. Remember the number five, marriage? This is the fundamental question Venus poses through Taurus. Will you stay married to tradition for its pleasure, or will you divorce tradition for your authentic fulfillment?
Yeah, I was mentioning about that. Hierophant's asking if you want to stay because you're being nourished or you're staying because it's familiar. And sometimes what you were talking about with that being reversed or shadow energy compared to upright energy, that would promote growth if you change the variables in a scenario, and that's going to force someone to act or experience things outside of their comfort zone. And sometimes growth is going to require becoming the Hierophant reversed, which is stepping outside of the rules, leaving inherited systems, which we spoke about with things being conditioned with Venus.
You brought up religion, right?
Yeah.
And it said, divorce yourself of tradition. But to divorce yourself of tradition, think about what, when it comes to marriage inside religion, what is taught about divorce? Is it a sin to seek a divorce?
Yeah, you should try to work things out, even though, because life isn't easy, and then people are taught that relationships require work and sacrifice, and there can be a struggle, but It's the union and the bonding of two people together and growth as one as you go through marriage or life together. So stick it out and be down with the struggle or the fight if that occurs, so that divorce is not an option and that marriage stays intact, because it's viewed as a sin.
How does that apply to tradition? Because you think somebody takes marriage, that stands with marriage, but when it comes to tradition, they take that hat off, or that same framework applies to that thinking?
Well, it's going to be instilled or ingrained with values. I go back to Venus, that you're familiar with or comfortable with, because you're trying to emulate something that you saw with your parents or grandparents or an aunt or uncle, or what you're conditioned to believe is right or quote unquote the norm with society also. So you go with the flow and don't buck the system, and that tradition is intermingled with that union and that marriage, because it can be cultural tradition also, as well as religious infrastructure that's integrated into that. Hey,
speaking of cultural, think about arranged marriages still go on today in cultures, you know. So how does somebody in a culture that's in arranged marriage say, hey, I don't want my marriage to be arranged, I want to find my person? How do they break free from that?
Was just speaking to a couple individuals about that recently, actually, and absolutely horrible, because you become a prisoner in that marriage, where escapism isn't an option, because what are you going to leave the country or your family, your roots, your structure, which is all you know, going back to that hierophant with earth and stability and structure and foundation. You're going to walk away from that.
Could we say that's their comfort zone?
Without a doubt, because if you have stability, you have comfortability as well, because nothing's rocky or unsteady, and people like things, again, what I said earlier about go with the flow, you know, don't create any ripples in the water.
Now,
which I did want to say real quick.
Go ahead.
In a marriage, your partner should be your peace, not your project.
Ouch. Now, we talked about we're products of our region, and I'm a Southerner, and down south, we always allow ladies go first. I don't know about y'all carpetbaggers up there about allowing ladies go first, you know, and we covered Venus as, you know, feminine Taurus.
Well, I'm not surprised to hear from a sharecropper that they have the ladies go first and the carpetbaggers, I mean, you know, with the males possibly leading the way. I mean, up north, you know, we do run things, so the Southerners do follow. They're not really leaders. There's more leadership up north. That's when Washington, D.C., you know, where the capital is, and there's a lot of leadership in that area. Not really down south so much.
You know, you just brought up Washington, D.C., and masculine Venus. You know what the card masculine Venus is?
Well, that would have to be justice.
If you like these daily horoscopes and want one personalized for you, same style, 3 minutes, about your chart, you can book a first impression reading at iamastrologyreadings.com for $25, and I'll record it, drop it right here on the feed. Tips is also welcome. Even a dollar helps. Full deep dive readings also available. Cash App, Venmo, PayPal, all at I Am Astrology Readings. My brother's gotta eat too. I appreciate you in advance.